when she's been, and
like a BB moment, which is like a beautiful black moment. Did we get any of those in this episode?
Black.
We have a chaotic bi moment of the
chaotic bi moment. And you're watching Black Bi Reality.
Black Bi Daddy.
And those who love us.
Hello, you're watching and or listening to the Black Bi Reality Podcast, a podcast for Black Bi baddies and those who love us. And we are back to continue our recap of Love is Blind Season 8. And once again, I am joined by my co-host for this series. Actually, I should say my name. I'm your host, Nicole Weaver, entertainment writer, currently writing over at Pop Heist about reality TV and the like. And once again, I am joined by my co-host for the series, Princess Weeks. Hi, Princess.
Hi, so happy to be here.
Happy.
Wish these episodes were more interesting.
Look, they gave us a little something, but yes, it feels like we're still building to what really will be like the big moment. I don't know. Yeah. But where we left off was Mr. Daniel and Lauren, okay? Mm-hmm. She sat him down and said, hey, I think I recognize you from following me and then unfollowing me on Instagram. And the way to prove it is that she has a whole app. First of all, I never want to care this much about
people. You can't.
That, like, this is literally what happens when you do.
Mm-hmm. Brain rot. Brain rot to the nth degree.
Anxiety. I was like,
and I'm just sitting here like, child, you're like Taco Bell, faith and family and Christmas are not that unique, girl. Considering how much of a big small town this location seems to be, it's genuinely ridiculous that like this was a major beat in the storyline, because it is like a nothing burger at the end of the day, but they had to fill time somehow, child.
They did. She was scrolling in this phone, and I felt like we were doing this real time with her. No editing. Yes. She was like, oh,
investigative journalism right now. I was like, okay. Woodward and Bernstein. Oh.
Exactly. But you know what? Were you touched at all by their Bueller moment?
That was so cute. I gotta tell you, the white-on-white love between them and one other couple, I was just like, these kids could make it. Like, I really genuinely feel like of all of the romantic arcs that we've been watching, I feel like Lauren and Daniel, to me, came the most solid over these last episodes. I feel like this hump was sort of like an anxiety moment from that. And you know, as someone who is online, I get it how there can be an anxiety about, like, people maybe putting a false premise onto you. But I figured, like, once that was out of the box, I felt like everything that was going on between them was very lovely. I was like, I'm rooting for these white people to be in love together.
For sure, for sure. She does not find his Instagram handle. And poor Daniel, in a way, because he's sitting there as she's asking him point blank, have you seen me? Have you followed me? He's like, at first he was like, no. But then he was like, I don't know, I might have. Like,
maybe.
Now that he's like, there could be evidence. I don't know what I'm doing.
Right.
And then after she finds out that he didn't, then he's like, I promise 100%. And I'm like, this guy is going through it, but he's trying to make the biggest promise ever. He says he would be okay going home with her instead of going to Honduras, but they go to Honduras. I think that was the right call. And we have to remember, Lauren was going through a lot mentally just in the pods. Apparently, she was very worried about her dad's health. Mm-hmm. So I can see her really weighing out, do I really want to leave the country not knowing if I can get to my dad as quickly as, say, I could get from him from California to Minnesota? Like, she's really like, I have to find either that this man ain't shit now.
Right.
Or risk it all. So. No,
I totally. And I think when you consider like her father's health issues and how that impacts her, like it makes the emotional stakes so much higher. I get it, because I also have a sick father. And it's like, you know, the idea of him not being able to walk me down the aisle and everything and wanting to be involved, like such a stressful situation. But that means whoever you bring, you want to make sure is on the up and up. And yep. So I can imagine all of that together. And like, you know, if she's confused about a white man's face, how are we struggling? You know what
exactly.
I'm saying?
Exactly.
So I give my girl some grace in this situation.
For sure. Now, I do want to go by couple by couple. So mm-hmm. let's keep talking about what's going on in Honduras. It's so simple. He pulls out his Christmas stocking, even though it's February.
Listen, commitment.
And they're talking about Taylor Swift. What else are they going to do, honestly? When they come back, though, should we talk about Dave? I think I have Dave written in almost every couple's update just because he made sure to get this
up. Yeah. He was like, who's...
We find out Daniel and Taylor have it. She says that she's not rushing to any sex. Mm-hmm. Daniel also told Sarah when they were all meeting that he didn't recognize Taylor. He said the accusation made him felt terrible in the mm-hmm. moment, but he says that they're over it now. They learned that they can work things together. And he probably tells Taylor that he loves her too much. So that's the complaint there.
Yeah, I know. He's obsessed. Like, that's his girl. Like, honestly, just do it. You're a grown man. Know what you want.
Yeah, yeah.
I respect it.
I will say, I think Daniel's lying about his height, though.
How tall do you think he is?
So he said that
he said 5'8".
5'8", but like in some shots, even Taylor looks taller than him. I think this man's probably like 5'4". Like the average height of a woman, we're usually around 5'4", 5'3".
Cause I'm 5'4". I don't know. You know, maybe he's like, maybe he's 5'7.5". Because I think Taylor looks tall.
Okay, maybe. But yeah, I noted that, and one other guy that I think is lying about his height from these episodes. So when they make it back, basically Taylor meets his family.
Yeah.
This is her family. I actually don't have the one with both of theirs.
But yeah.
And it seems like everything's good. She said that how Daniel talked mm-hmm. in the pods meant a lot of just painting like, the mother of my children and things like that. Apparently he jokingly proposed on their first date and he didn't do that for anyone else.
That's real. I wish we had seen that then.
Exactly.
But I feel like they play with our emotions so they can be like, oh, he did that? Okay, girl.
Yeah.
No, I really enjoyed like the family dynamic, mm-hmm. but I do feel like you can tell that he comes from, like, a very solid family home.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, they're just all being responsive. And, like, they brought, like, his sister, who is legally blind, has a cute dog. And they were talking about that and their experience with it. And I just thought, you know, I think that if anyone came into this with the best intentions that I can think of, because I don't know these people mm-hmm. heart and souls, mm-hmm. it really feels like Daniel really came in wanting to, like, do this and try this out in a genuine way.
Bill actually said he admitted he agreed to do the show as a joke. When he met her parents, I was like, you're supposed to be reassuring, but they were like, how did you get into this? He's like, I never watched the show either, but they reached out to me, and I was like, I might as well do it as a joke. But then he started taking it seriously.
Yeah.
Once he started thinking about his sister, and I was like, Daniel, you're never supposed to mention you're going to do this as a joke. But also, this is probably the perspective most men, because they are definitely being approached more than applying.
Right, which is crazy. That, like, that they reached out, and this is still, like, no shade, but this is the best that they had to offer.
Yep. This is the best case scenario right here.
Yeah.
So, I was like, oh, that's interesting. Other than that, though, what was really good, they all don't do this, probably because some of them know they're not going to get married, but having both parents meet?
So good. I really appreciated that, like. That's a lot of work. That's a lot of emotional energy. And it's a lot of, like, and also, like, I believe in shame, right? I could never do something like that unless I was really intentional mm-hmm. of, like, I want this to work out. Like, and I felt like that also helped Taylor's parents a lot, especially her mama. Her mama was like my mother. She's like, what's happening here?
Exactly.
And I'm just like, okay, I understand. I'm like, fingers crossed, because it gives me agita to think about them playing with people's face like this.
To talk up to the parents only to, like, break up with the person a couple days later.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were, like, talking about grandchildren. The mom already knows where to put a freaking playpen. I was like, this is actually a lot. Now, there was something that Daniel's dad said, which I wanted to point out because I liked. It's unorthodox, but perhaps God's will. And I'm like, imagine if people who are religious used this line of thinking
for
so many things. The world would be so much better instead of thinking you know exactly what God's will is and then, like, treating people a kind of way.
Yeah.
So everything's good with them. They seem to be on the up and up. Is there anything else you want to say about Daniel and Taylor?
No, just like when Taylor's mom was like, we don't have divorce in this family, and I was like, oh
yeah,
one of those. I was like all right, okay, well, y'all have been together since y'all were like 9-11 years old, so like you only have but so many things. But I just was like, it was very intense.
It's
one of those things
intense.
Where I'm like,
that's such an intense pressure to put on people. I'm not a fan of it. And we kind of, like, see that same pressure later with our black couple. But we'll talk about it when
we'll
we talk
there.
About it.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, let's talk about Monica and Joey, guys.
This couple is exactly how a Taurus Aries relationship is. Like, and also as someone who's both of those signs, these are my two wolves. Chaotic messiness, but anal attentive in, like, certain ways.
Yes.
And it's like, I love Joey and Monica. I really do. Because, like, they check all my boxes as a thing. And they had such a good time in Honduras. I love that they were talking about cohabitation stuff. I just enjoyed all of that. Mm-hmm. And when it came to the house and they were having a little kiki, I'm like, okay, they're going to bring out the bongos, baby. And then her hating sister came out. And I was like, if you ruin my little white family right now, I'm going to be so upset.
Because
the
hateration. She has my name.
That's
my name. I looked at it. I was like, no.
No, not
Nicole,
like this.
Fall back. Fall back.
I was really about to be like, you come through. But Joey clocked it.
Yeah.
Joey clocked it. It looked like Monica was ready to receive that information. I know I'm going ahead, but because, like, this was the most exciting thing to me, because I was like, I saw that thing when I was on the plane watching it. And I was like,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
She's an op.
Yeah.
She's an op for real, because that was out of order.
Out of order. Now, okay, I am actually surprised, because for once, like, a Twitter theory was true. I saw people say Monica was crouched down the whole entire time in that first reveal because she was insecure about her height.
Yeah,
it's true. She later said, she's like, look, I'm 5'10, that's kind of tall for a girly.
Yeah,
I was kind of worried about that. Now, this is the other man who lies about his freaking height, because he claims he's 6'1, so that's fine. That man is like toe-to-toe with this girl. She might be
wears heels too. So I think if at most he's 6 foot. I don't think he's 6'1 though. So I think he'd be a lot taller than her. She's 5'10.
These men lie over the smallest things. Like, we can
inches
see
matter
you.
To them.
We can see you. But other than that, Joey's pretty great. Oh, we find out he has OCD.
Yeah.
Why didn't we learn this in the pod so we can at least have some interesting conversation?
Right. But I thought the way he talked about it and how it was received was really lovely. Like, I saw on Reddit someone was like, the off-centeredness of the fireplace also bothered them, and they felt validated when it was pointed out.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, representation, baby, isn't it great? And I think that, like, just the scene of, like, them talking as he was folding laundry and, like, doing it very particularly, I was just like, this is wholesome. Like, I think they did a good job of, like, talking about it. I know he said that he wanted to kind of, like, deal with it himself, but it didn't sound like he was trying to, like, you know, it reminded me of, like, Devin was like, I had to overcome this through the power of, like, the Lord and everything. And it felt like for Joey, it was more of a thing of, like, I want to learn how to deal with how my mind works.
Yep.
And I felt like that was a really good way. And Monica took it all very in stride, I think. Like, and even, like, she laughs at her messiness. He laughs at her messiness. It never felt like, oh, they hate each other, but they're forcing it through, because that can also be a thing for some people.
Mm-hmm.
But it felt very much like these are two people who are I honestly wish they could date longer, because I feel like those two need to date more. They need to, like, live more, because I think they definitely could work. I just feel like it's just so much pressure being put on them right now to, like, go right to marriage.
What part of it do you think more time would they benefit from? Is it more of, like, the outside factors of the family, or, like, themselves?
I think just living together. I think that especially, like, when it comes to hygiene stuff, like, that can be a real issue for people. And I think that if you are so different, you know, you have someone who has OCD who is very particular about laundry and this and that, and you are used to a communal sock bin, it would be good to have more time just to figure out, like, how do we want to organize our lives?
Yeah.
Especially because Joey is, like, very goofy and very go with the flow. But, like, clearly, as we see in the conversation that he has with her, like, he's not just a dumb kid. Like, he has opinions. He has things that he cares about. So I think it'd just be good to have more of that time for them. Mm-hmm.
You could definitely tell he's been to therapy when he has the conversation with Monica about her sister. But, like, yeah, I feel you. I mean, Monica telling that story about a spider's nest in her freaking pants, anyone would get the ick. Anyone. Yeah. Why is this the time? Like, oh, my gosh. But I also liked the things we learned about Joey's diagnosis in this. It seems like it was, like, a lot of stress that was part of his OCD, and it might flare up because of stress. So things to keep in mind. Him meeting Monica's family, I feel like this band family jam situation is, like, a threat that your family would make about one day you're gonna bring a man home and we're gonna do this to embarrass you. But they, like, really
they
did that.
They did that shit. I respect it, honestly. Because I think, like, I don't know. I, like, that's fun. I would have fun with that.
Yeah, it is fun. It's giving something to the cameras. But, oh my gosh, what did you think about the mom being like, well, did you hear about these two? Camera pans over to 5 years older sister and her man. Joey's like, oh, they dated? Correction, they didn't date. They just talked online, according to Nicole. And then Monica was like, you'd be good for my sister. People are saying they're the Skylar sisters.
Oh my God, they're sharing him. No, I had to laugh because I was like, the mother chose violence, and then Nicole chose violence in response. She was like, oh.
Exactly.
You're going to play in my face. And Joey was just having fun goofing with him. Because, like, oh, you must have dealt with that. And Nicole's like, I ain't dealt with shit. I ain't dealt with none of this.
Uh-uh.
She was very agitated. I was like.
Well, what's with the mom doing that?
Some moms don't know what's funny and what's not. Because you could tell that they thought that was hilarious. Like, isn't that funny? But it is not.
But it's like, when she acts out later in this conversation, is this all pent up because she's, like, that person in the family to pick on?
I it just feels like resentment, which is weird because Nicole is cute. Like, you got a man. Like, the fact that you ain't married is, like, you don't have to get married right now, dude. Like, it's okay to not be the first to get married. Like, my brother might get married before me, and he's younger than me. Like, it's not that big of a deal. It feels so, like, socialized female angst of, like, I haven't gotten married yet. I'm the young, you know, like, dude, who cares? In this economy?
I mean, we are in a different world in Minneapolis.
Yeah.
We'll say that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, she has questions. She sits there and she's just like, I just feel like he's not your type physically or personality wise. Monica's like, I don't have a type, so I don't know where you're coming from.
And then she's like, 6'4" Italian model. And she's like, bitch, who ain't? And I'm like, I was like, listen, I know about Queen Rhea Akatar. She's not actually trying to date some giant elf man. Like, what are you talking about? Like, also, like, Joey is tall. He is handsome. He's probably probably the best looking man in the pods, in my opinion, of the ones that we got to see. And, like, he's, like, funny and they laugh together. Like, what more could you ask for?
Exactly. And this is what Joey brings up later of, like, how's no one good enough for you.
Yeah.
But, and yeah, so she wants to get married first. She's like, you really going to do this? Because, like, I'm supposed to get married first. And so, like, so you're putting that pressure on your sister to ignore everything she signed up for. Like, look around you. And you're like, but I will resent you forever. And I'm like, this is where I felt uncomfortable because it really feels like this could be a pivotal thing for these two sisters.
Right.
And it's like, it shouldn't be that deep. It really shouldn't.
It really should not. It's really upsetting to me as well because it's like, that's your sister. And you're taking in this, and also like, you're on TV. That's embarrassing for you. Like, you're being recorded. You know this is going to be put out. It doesn't look good. It doesn't look good at all. You know, and it just, I don't know. She's an empath. Girl, stop.
I was just like, did he play the cowbell wrong? Like,
right? He didn't do anything except laugh at your mother's joke. Call your mama and tell her, oh, to her and be like, why are you having my business out here on Netflix.com? Like,
I bet she did. I would be shocked if she didn't. And then she said, I could see Joey being a good actor and then wanting to divorce. Joey can't even pretend he likes this sock bin. He can't pretend that he even likes the word knickknacks. She had to really explain what she was picturing for him to be like, okay, that's okay. Like,
yeah.
This man does not act.
Yeah, he's not acting. And if he is, give him the Oscar. Push out Timothée and give him the award. Because I just think that it just came across as bitterness. Especially because, like, I get it. They're family. It's like, it's also funny to think that, like, we have spent more time with them as a couple.
Yep.
Than her family has. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, her, she's just so way off that there's just no way to, like, meet her halfway and be like, okay, girl, you have a point. You're probably looking after your sister. I'm like, no, you seem like a hater.
Well, in the end, Monica does want Joey to meet halfway. Joey's unbothered. He's trying to make sure he got the creases right in his folds for laundry. While Monica's like, so, how do you think that went? He's like, well, your sister hates me.
Yeah, but he knew it, right? He's like, your mom, dad, everything's fine, but she did not like me. And he was just so emotionally intelligent. And I think even him saying that, like, I'll go halfway, but she has to as well. I was like, that's right. Because there's only so much you can do.
And he was so good at trying to lead Monica, because Monica's whole thing is just, no, you have to get along with my sister. She has to matter to you. And he's like, did I do anything wrong? Monica's like, no. Then whatever it is, it's not for me to do.
Mm-hmm.
And yep. It's like, that's such an evolved way of thinking that Monica's just like, still not there, because not only is this her sister, it's her older sister.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Yeah. It's like the emotional intelligence that he was providing in that moment. And I think that as hard as some of that was to hear, I do think that she at least was able to see, like, you did not do anything wrong. She is my sister. She matters to me. And now it's something that she needs to think about. So I think it's something that was really going to be on her to decide, like, are you going to see this as... is this going to turn something that's going to be paranoid and ruin your relationship?
Yeah.
With someone who you really care about versus, like, you're just supposed to be ride or die for whatever. Like,
yep.
I'm afraid of what he looks like with short hair. That someone has to release that because I need to know. Because he looks really good with long hair. Like, I think, like,
yeah,
I think Joey's the hot. I think he's, I genuinely would say, I think he's hot. And so, like, but I'm just so afraid of what will happen when that hair is gone. It's like contour. You know, I look different when I
don't
have long hair. I need someone to show us.
Yeah.
What he looks like with short hair.
He might end up having to keep it. I mean, this is coming from when I met my partner. That was with the longest hair they've ever had. And it was just short little locks. But they were totally going to cut it until I was like, this is everything.
So you don't want to be with us. So you don't want to be with me anymore.
And now it's to the middle of their back. And I'm like, you can trim locks, right? Like,
yeah. You know what? Let's just get through Ben and Sarah first because, like, they're...
These horn dogs.
They're...
That's all it is.
They are, on a season that's mostly white people,
mm-hmm.
They are so caucus. Like, it's a lot. It's they're so boring. They're so horny and in love. And it's like, okay, cute. However, and then his group of like, oh yeah, I brought up my gays. Don't worry.
Any gays? There's
the
no
girl,
gays.
The jumpsuit has a girlfriend.
She said that?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Then we find out little things. This guy, he washes his hair every other week for white people. That matters. Yeah. So he also does laundry once a month.
Once a month. Lord.
Now, Ben, he is the first to tell Dave, we have bone zoned. And I think they're the only couple that have made it this far. And I said no surprise there, because Sarah has already overlooked so many things. Of course she would make the bad decision before actually finding out if this man's real or not, about after what he said about Black Lives Matter. We're jumping in. We're jumping full in. Eyes closed. Love is blind.
Oh my God. It was so funny that because I knew the TikTok that she was talking about when that came up, because mm-hmm. I follow that creator, and I was just like, and the way that she was like, I don't like how you did it. I'm like, but these were all the flags that had been planted this whole time, but y'all were so ready to be in white love that you forgot.
This man never has a good first answer. The minute you say something, he knows to at least try to edit and backtrack, but his first answer is always the wrong one. So, what are we doing here? But, you know, when she's around the other girls, she's like, Ben likes to write me little notes, and we know the girlies love that. Ben says that his parents have been skeptical. Sarah's sister asked if she felt safe or pressured, and they're like, nah, we're actually great. This is actually going great.
Yeah.
So, yes, let's get to Sarah meeting Ben's friends. They mm-hmm. assured him that he has his faith but believes in equality. Imagine if one of your white friends are just like, hey, so I went on this dating show and I kind of messed up an answer, and now she doesn't think I believe in equality. Can your black queer ass please come on the show and tell this woman that I am your
about
white friend?
Equality. Yeah, it was very, cringe. But I get it. You gotta do damage control. I'd be like, yes, I do. Like, the idea that, he's designated driving someone and being like, actually, I don't like to be called religious. I prefer faith. I'm like, I'm pretentious. Maybe I could see myself doing something like that. I just feel like, I just don't trust Ben. I feel like that TikTok, everything that's come out about him in social media, just made all this feel very performative. Because mm-hmm. his group is still very...
there's not a single black person.
It's not I'm still and they didn't answer the BLM question. They just said the equality. I'm like, okay, for everybody.
One time, Ben, you actually had to pull out a black friend, and you couldn't do it.
Yeah, they were like, I have an Asian friend. I'm like, it's not the same.
It's not the same.
It's not the same. That's not what we're talking about. Although we do agree with Stop Asian Hate. We're glad that you have that unlocked. But
But he hasn't said that. She hasn't said that either.
You know, it just feels like, are these really the people that you call when you, these are your friends?
Your friends, friends.
And I don't mean to sound like that person, but I don't believe he has that many close female friends. I was just like,
yeah.
Where are your boys? Where are your boys at?
Yeah.
Apparently, they had to confirm that they are indeed his friends and he didn't pay them. That was I saw on Reddit.
I saw that too. That's not even really the right question that I would ask. I'm just like, who are you going out to the bar with? You're this one girl's D&D, but who are you hanging out? Who do your parents know as your boys, you know?
Right.
That's who is going to be at your wedding, right? Who's going to be in the wedding party? That's who you could have pulled out. I said, I don't know how she was won over by anything that was going on here. But then again, Sarah just needs the lightest push to, like, keep her in this bubble with Ben. She really wants to stay in it.
She really is into, like, whatever they've got going on, they're just, like, like, they're so into each other. And it's exactly to your point last week about how, like, white women will move towards their husband's politics. You can see why that happens. Because she's so into, like, their aesthetic, their vibe. When the friend was like, oh, you're both so hot, I'm like, they look good together. They look like a white couple that the right would love. You know what I mean? Like, that. Like, that's what they're giving.
Anyone would love. If Ben did not have the bad press before the show even started that he had, they would be on every ad Netflix could fling at them to represent the show, they would.
Yeah.
But he messed it up.
Yeah, because I know Sarah is. I know she's on them because I've seen that the back of her dress the whole time. But, like, it's really messing with their game. And it's just, like, but I will say I was surprised this far in how many couples still seem to want to get married to each other.
I am too. I'm like, we got so many episodes of the pods, I figured they would all have broken up and, like, this set, and then we're down to, like, one that's literally happened before. But no, there's so many that are like, we're still going. So I'm like, when is the shoe gonna drop?
Yeah, because it's like, if it ends up being that only one couple didn't get married, that's wild. Because I feel like I saw everyone, all the women in a dress. So I'm like, except Lauren. So I'm just sitting here thinking, like, is it just Lauren is the one because she's got Dave? But I think these next set of episodes with Sarah are going to really be like a make it or break it for me with in terms of, like, she has to figure some shit out because everything about her has felt very, like, performative in the genuine white woman way. And she needs to have a come to Jesus moment because, like, you can't want to have this man more than you want equality. You can't say that it's important to you and your lesbian sister, who hopefully from the preview, it looks like she's about to get on people's neck. So I'm like, let's go.
My thing is, Sarah was so down bad that she said, I get sad thinking I spent 28 years without him.
Mm-hmm.
She said, it's sad I was ever my own person. That's how down bad Sarah is. And it's like, Sarah, what the heck? I need you to look into the light. Sure. She eventually does have this conversation. She's looking at her phone. She's like, oh, these people have things to say. So I need to talk to you about it. There's this TikTok. Ooh, Ben said that he blocked the TikTok user, Andra. Is it Andra?
I think so.
Yeah. He said that he hasn't talked to her in 4 years. And then he claims that she overreacted. They never hooked up. But Sarah's like, but you don't remember what happened.
Right.
But yet you know it's an overreaction. I don't like that. And I was like, yes, Sarah, break through.
We're going to start that egg, girl. Like, you're gonna find it because it's very, like, he's just not the one. He's not the love of your life. He's just the guy.
The guy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I did get this picture. Good. This was nuts. She says that she hates his response, and if he just ghosted her, then why is she crying? Because that girl was absolutely crying.
She was very
in her
distraught.
Phone.
Yeah, it was very distressing to see.
Now Ben Olsen says, well, it's possible that we talked less than 4 years ago, but he never initiated in it, and he has been to this girl's place before.
Wild.
Why can't he just say what the heck is going on?
Right.
Like, why are we having to piece together all these details? Andra also said, yeah, this wasn't a full-blown relationship or anything, but it was enough that she has remembered it.
It's so hard because social media has become a place for people to do, like, vague call-ins and whatever. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it's like the way that everyone was able to clock everything this season, because this is a small town, it's like, why aren't the producers doing a better job? It just comes back down to that. Like, why aren't they doing a better job at all? Like, is it hard to find one or two exes in their past to see how they, like, you know, it just.
Well, here's the thing. So and I've written about this, I wrote this over at Pop Heist,
yeah.
is that Chris Colleen, the showrunner and creator of this, also of Married at First Sight, literally said that they will not rule people out if they had a bad relationship with someone in the past. Even said a bad sexual experience. Which I'm like, you need to be very specific.
About what do you mean by that?
Exactly. So that's why it's like, be very wary, women going on this, because they are not doing their due diligence. And so, yeah, even if this girl, which she has claimed, she went to them when she found out he was selected for this and tried to be like, this dude ain't it.
Mm-hmm.
He's still on the show. So it's like, that's it. They don't care.
And even like, you know, like recently all this stuff has been coming out about Alex, who didn't make it but was a whole thing. And it's just
right.
like, this is like really
dangerous.
You're putting people in dangerous situations, and then you're also putting them in a situation where, like, in the case of like whatchamacallit, with last season, putting women in a position where they have to, where they find themselves being so gaslit that they defend bad behavior on their mm-hmm. much bigger platforms of television and social media, mm-hmm. and then they look stupid as well.
Exactly. I mean, we're just lucky that going back to Taylor had an inkling that maybe something was up, because mm-hmm. I was like, oh, she gets to have her phone. She gets to check in on dude. And like, right. yes, Ashley didn't have that inkling, but a producer tip off participants all the time to bring something up on camera.
Yeah.
It brings drama. No one had any interest in telling Ashley anything. And he had to come out and say something 13 days or something before their wedding day.
Mm-hmm.
Like, get out of here with that.
Right.
So,
and then they get married. She defends him and has to make, and makes all these very clumsy statements because he's not doing it. And then they end up divorced because that's a horrible situation to be put in with someone that you barely know.
Barely know. So we'll see. I'm excited that we get to see Sarah's sister, finally. Hopefully, she has some Nicole in her in a good way.
Word.
So, all right, let's talk about Dave and Lauren before we get to our black couple. You had done less. I wish you had done less, because then he wouldn't have picked you, first of all, and you would have been at home,
relaxing,
chilling. Now you're stressed out. Okay, first of all, apparently Netflix did her dirty.
Ooh, okay.
In this scene, she called it out on Instagram, and she was like, I was not telling Dave about, no, I got a wax and okay. can't have relations for a couple of days. She was saying something about her exercise class. And I think that makes more sense, because we later find out they're still not bone zoning.
Yeah.
So it was never just a wax. Dave
yeah.
is going around asking everybody. He is the intercourse yeah. detector.
Well, also, I was suspicious about that because she got in the hot tub. And you can't
yep.
go in a hot tub after you've just gotten a bikini wax because of the bacteria. And I'm sitting here like,
Princess, you is Elle Woods. You is Elle Woods. You said, wait, you got
wait
into the hot tub after a wax?
You can't do that. That sugaring, like, even after laser hair removal, how would I know, Dolores? But you can't be putting it in that kind of stew after that situation, child.
Absolutely not. I thought about that, too, the second time. I was like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Why would they put that in there?
I don't know. That was just such weird, clumsy things. And also with Dave just, like, touching her fucking knee. I'm like, get off my Shayla. You know?
Get off of her. My thing also is like, did they feel like they needed to give a reason on why Dave is asking everyone
Maybe.
Whether they're hooking up? You could just show it. A guy's just a weirdo. You don't need a cause and effect of like, well, this woman did this, therefore. Right.
Especially because in the end, it doesn't actually matter. Mm-hmm. Like, it does seem like she just doesn't want to have sex with him because she wants to, like, further their relationship with the Tate next step. And I'm like, that makes sense. You don't know him. Yes. That's probably also why he's so damn salty about this friends mm-hmm. with benefits mm-hmm. person. Because he's like, well, why was he getting the cookie? And I'm not. And I'm supposed to be your husband.
Yep.
And it's like, shut up. You keep bringing up your sister every 2 seconds. Where's she at?
So when they're on the boat, they're talking about this now. Mm-hmm. And he finds out that he's mutual friends with the guy that Lauren was basically friends with benefits. We don't say that here. Mm-hmm. We say talking. Mm-hmm. And I said, at first I thought maybe this man was of a different race by how Dave was acting. Because he also brought up looks at some point. And I'm like, so was she, like, with a black man and it's a big deal? But then, since then, this man's picture, he made a fake Love is Blind cast photo with his face on it. He looked like he could be Dave's cousin. Like, there.
She has a type, unfortunately, for her. Well, it was just so shallow. He's like, I haven't been in a relationship in 4 years. That's why I'm here. I'm like, oh, that's why you're here. Is that what you think?
Yeah, because you haven't done anything within those 4 years. Like, she wasn't in a relationship either by that metric.
Exactly. It's just that she had, so what? She's hot. I saw her, she's a little caked up. I was just like,
yeah.
That's different over there. Like, go off, Lauren.
Yeah.
I just feel so bad for her because she on her knees begging this man to understand her. I'm like, yo, Lauren, let him cut you loose, child. You will fall on clouds. Because he ain't doing shit for you. It made me so upset because he's like, his whole thing is like, you were going to go on a dating show where the goal is to get married and you were hooking up with somebody like a month or so before. And I'm like, so what? That's women and male feels, baby. Like, what do you mean?
Exactly.
What are you talking about? She just said it's not her man. Her friends are saying that's not her man. Just because you may know the man don't mean anything, because if that was you, you'd have been like, that's a stalker. Why are they all in my business right now? Why are you texting me?
Oh my gosh, weirdness. That's exactly what a man would do. That's exactly what a man would do.
Lauren's woman in man. That's a woman in STEM, girl. She got out here like, I'm just trying to get my lick, and then I came to find my husband.
Yeah, exactly.
Make sense to me.
Obviously, I'm not trying to hubby him up, but he's like, oh, you should have been like in a convent until marriage. Like, obviously, that's the right way. Meanwhile, I can judge women's looks all I want and think that they're not good enough for me, and still, you should still have faith that I'm a good person.
Right. It's like, you've literally cheated on someone.
Yeah.
You know that. And you're mad at her because she was stringing along a guy. Which, you know what? Not best dating protocol. But again, they were not in a relationship. She never agreed to be in a relationship. Then they're just friends with benefits. If he caught feelings, that sucks. I've been in a situation. It does suck. But you didn't elevate the relationship that way. Like, it's fine. They broke it off. He might still want some, but she over here trying to be with you. She was literally crying for you on national television.
So angry. And then he had the nerve, while we're still on Honduras, to bring up Molly. This is when Lauren's antennas should have gone up and been like, Molly was not lying. This man was into Molly. So he said that, you know, Molly, she was with someone 6 months before, and he was hesitant about that. No, you weren't. You were talking about rings with her.
Right.
And then Lauren immediately jumps in, and she's like, well, are you worried? She's like, oh, she said, I thought you said Molly never had a boyfriend. I'm this Sagittarius.
Right, that's so sad. Like, yeah. She was like,
excuse me, you want to talk to me about some Molly?
Right.
But she was with someone 6 months ago, but she never had a boyfriend.
Never been in a relationship. Like,
never been in a relationship, but you were talking about rings with her. Then you got cold feet when I said she was telling people you were basically together.
You couldn't commit with her, but now you're mad at me because of this. It's like, make it make sense.
Does make sense. I couldn't believe that they were talking about Molly here. I was like, it's way too soon. This is wild that this has happened.
Mm-hmm.
So Lauren's situationship apparently was even more recent. She was debating on whether she should still come to the pods, though.
Yeah.
I noted, she said. And I'm like, why? Because that does make it sound a little bit more serious.
Mm-hmm.
But
I guess for me, I just feel like coming into the show with skepticism about if you're actually going to meet someone makes sense. I think also for, like, as some women, especially if you date men, like, finding a guy that you enjoy sleeping with who satisfies you sexually mm-hmm. and, like, but you don't feel pressure to take it another level, like, that's rare to find. Mm-hmm. And to, like, I can understand being, like, am I really ready to, like, be emotionally vulnerable with somebody again when I can just enjoy this little thing on the side? And she chose to be emotionally vulnerable, and she has consistently been vulnerable on the program in a way that is not inherently endearing towards her.
Mm-hmm.
She has definitely put herself on this thing for Dave, and mm-hmm. that's what makes his whole, like, thing about how he doesn't want to stay at the apartment because he feels a way about it. I'm like, dude, you're a grown man, you're 32, you out here playing reindeer games, leave the woman if you don't want to be with her.
Exactly.
I don't understand. You went to Soul Cycle, you talking to her friends like she's not in the room, and then you're like, my sister, are you dating your, are you Jamie Lannister? Are you dating your sister? Because why is she in all this business?
This sister is annoying. I never want to hear about her ever again. Either show her, like, just like Lauren said, like, I'll show up.
Yeah.
Give me a time or place. I'll talk to these people who want to talk about me. Let's do this. And he's so, and it's like, that has some people questioning, is there a sister? Is there any friends who actually care about this? Is it just him? Or I think he, like, could tell this is probably a bad look and wants to protect them more than he would ever want to protect Lauren.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm not going to put them on there to be ridiculed. But Lauren, she got her lesbians. They are a couple.
They are a couple, yes.
And apparently Lauren has been third wheeling, but they're here. They showed up. They're like, look, this man, first of all, we don't talk to him, and yet he was jumping into someone's DM saying, should we blow up this wedding? Ew.
Ew.
Who is this person? I keep reassuring Dave. Dave keeps being like, but I don't know. I just don't know what to believe. And you could tell the blonde was so fed up at one point, her eyebrow raised. She was oh, this man's, like, determined not to listen to us.
Yeah. You could see her just being like, lesbianism has been nothing but a blessing.
Nothing
but a blessing. Like, everything about this sequence of events is so agitating, and it's so gendered. You know, it's so gendered in the sense of, like, Dave talks about how he's shallow. He only dates people for looks, which includes filler and BBLs for some godforsaken reason. You literally are in the business of dealing with women's emotions and triggering them. And you managed somehow to get a Sag baddie who is super into you, who is literally about ride or die for you. And you have found literally, because you haven't yet, you are running to find an excuse to leave this woman. Just be brave and leave her. Leave her alone. The hood would find her back. She's going to be okay. Because this is ridiculous. Yeah. Like her crying and him being like, I hate to see you cry. Then let's problem solve, dude.
He doesn't hate it. She said that she was crying at the airport coming back because while everyone else was excited to text their loved ones about it, he was like, in drama already. And I'm just like,
but how did that even happen? Because you must have said something to somebody, because how would they know?
Mm-hmm.
You're trying to investigate. You should be Sherlock Holmes. Well, guess what? You found out. You got Watson. Now figure
it out. So Lauren hasn't had one positive day. Like, it doesn't feel like it.
But that's just a bad vibe. Because it's like, then they don't even want to meet her in private. They don't want to introduce their friends. It's like, he doesn't want to enmesh themselves at all. And I'm like, that's just a red flag. Like, that means that he's not invested. He does not want to do this.
He was never invested, probably. I think the people who do that are, like, the ones who are never invested, honestly. Yeah. It's so ridiculous. And then, here's the thing that I also want to bring up about Dave. Dave has admitted that he has ghosted someone in the past. Even chuckled about it when Lauren asked.
Yes, on the boat.
But he wants to give Lauren all this mess for possibly not communicating to this guy that things were over, which I highly doubt with Lauren that, like, that was the case. She seems like a pretty smart, savvy person. If anything, it was probably like, oh, if I don't meet anyone, obviously we can keep going. But obviously I'm going to meet a husband. And if I do, like, this isn't happening anymore. Like, what more closure do you need? And then... the last thing is that Lauren was crying to him on the couch, saying her mom told her that she loves her and trusts her since everyone else is probably going to have their opinions. She just wants her to know that. And she says that she needed to hear that. And I was like, Dave, this was your cue to literally say that to her. And you didn't. Yeah. You were like, no, 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 no.
But I don't believe you. Yeah.
I don't trust you, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. This all ends with them being in this kitchen. Apparently, Lauren was finally supposed to. Do you think the friends were ever coming?
Oh, he did not invite those people. He was going to dip. Because he hadn't been staying over. Like, he is so soft ghosting this girl. Like, it's just like, the cameras weren't already on him, he wouldn't be there. Like,
yeah.
I can't wait for the reunion, because I feel like I really need to ask this man, like, what's wrong with you? Like, he became the villain just so seamlessly. And I, even the people who tried to defend him, like, wouldn't you be weirded out? Not really. It's a reality TV show where we have to get married in 3 weeks. And you mean I'm supposed to feel freaked out that they dated someone before they came here? I would hope they did something interesting before they came here. What are we talking about? What are we talking about?
And Dave, I highly doubt those 4 years you were single, you didn't have a friends with benefits. Like, let's be so for real. And again, this is coming from a man who was between two women and were stringing them along probably to the very last minute. Like, he had to be pushed to make a decision.
Right.
He talked about rings. He said, okay, I guess we're going with gold with the other woman. And he's giving this one. That was more recent than whatever is going on with this friends and benefits situation. But I guess because it happened in pods behind closed doors and his friends don't know about it, there's no shame on him, even though we all see,
we all know now
what the heck you were saying to Molly in those pods, and having the nerve to then act like Lauren's
and thing. Then lie. And then,
after that, let's get to our Black people.
Black people.
Virginia and Devin. Did our feelings change at all with these new episodes, seeing these two together?
Virginia, here's my thing, right? As someone who has anime tattoos, first of all, he's lying. He's like, I don't watch cartoons anymore.
I know, anime. That's what everyone
said. First of all, it's anime, and you know this. Don't sit here with a whole Naruto half leg sleeve and tell me that you don't watch cartoons anymore, bruv.
Now, maybe he was being technical. Like, the minute he starts watching something, he'd be like, this isn't a cartoon, it's anime. I don't know. She asked him, I think, do you play video games? He threw a bag at her. He did not say yes or no.
I'm just like, bruv, live your truth. You're what, a 28-year-old Black man? We know you play 2K.
All
but he was, what he said, that the R&B, like, but because I'm younger. I'm like, girl, he not generationally. What are you talking about?
Hell.
I was like,
hell.
Also, here's the thing. Regina is too fine for this. I was like, girl, you can't look at me and tell me that that's the older woman in this relationship. You've got to be real. Like,
I know.
Her silk press that lasted.
Amazing
work.
Magic.
I
cannot believe that Virginia is in this pool, hair wet and everything. I was like, I never thought I'd see it. And this was actually pretty steamy. I was like, wow.
I know, the Ariana Grande was playing. I was like, oh my girl.
Yeah, I kind of forgot. It's been a minute because Black people on Love is Blind has been so knee-deep in drama. I forgot that they just be sexualizing us when they have nothing else. So I was like, this is getting a lot.
Yeah. Yes. It was a lot. And I was just like, but you know what, Virginia? Get whatever you can, because I'm rooting for her. I hope that she leaves him, because she's just, I mean, like, he seems like very nice, but he's such a kid.
Yeah,
and I said someone who is a kid themselves, but like the $700 on shoes a month that you got, but you still have student loans and your health bills. And she and then he's freaking out about a prenup. I can't. These are childhood antics. Okay.
Yeah.
When you're debt free, you can buy the $700 sneakers.
Yeah. Virginia says that she's attracted to Devin, so that's not a problem, and. You know, Devin weirdly says Virginia looks much better than he thought, and I just want to know, what was he picturing?
Social media has ruined people's ages, though, because, like, you know, you look at Virginia, you would think 30 max, right? I think that she looks like, but also she looks her age, but she also looks very good. Yeah, he does look, he looks older than her. And then like, and then when the sister was like, well, you're older, so you're gonna have kids right away. I was like, girl, she is 33. She's not 40. What are you talking about? So I was outraged. Outrageous. Oh my God.
Well, I do think 35 is considered a geriatric pregnancy. So.
Yeah, well, she got some time for that. I mean, like, and I just think, like, we even though we call it that, like, it's just more and more common for women to be having kids older.
Yeah.
So it's good to have the conversation, because I would definitely have it at my age, because I'm turning 33 this year.
Mm-hmm.
But the way her sister said it, it was like, so you know you're
right.
I was like.
The things that this family was talking about, I was like, I can't believe this is happening. Church was a biggie in this conversation.
Yoked up in the face.
Yoked up in the face. She said equally yoked as yeah. well. And I was like, that's a very interesting turn of phrase, equally yoked.
Mm-hmm.
Mama Bear, would you look at these two and say that they're equally yoked?
Yeah.
And be very honest.
I can't imagine being a delusional boy mom, because if my son came home with a woman that was out of his league, I would go to him and be like, so are you going to F this up for yourself or not? Because I'll tell her everything.
I met one mom who was straight up with me like that. Straight up was like, so what are you doing with him? And I was like, but I was in high school, and I was yeah. like, wow, your mom's really mean. And now yeah. I think about her all the time, but people, she was looking out for me.
She was like, girl, I wouldn't. The prenup thing freaked them all out. And I'm like, yeah, because she's a educated, entrepreneurial woman.
Yes.
Who is dating someone who is not yoked.
Yes.
Economically. And so I understand her desire to do that. She wants to build something, and she's thinking about the future, generational wealth. She should protect her assets. And also, like, if he wants to do these kind of things in sports, good for him as well.
Yeah.
Like, it's really a win-win situation. Like, I don't.
Yeah.
They've known each other for, like, a couple of weeks, guys. We can't.
No. So he does explain that to them of just, like, whatever we came in with, we would leave as ours, and then whatever we built together, we would figure it out, which is like, yeah, that's what prenups are. Like, I don't know what people think of when they act like prenups is the boogeyman. That's literally it.
Yeah.
Like, that's literally it. But, like, they were already asking her how you feel about nursing homes. I'm like, well, dang, who needs a nursing home right now?
Right.
Like, give me the timeline on that. Do I get any newlywed time by
right.
how y'all acted? I was like, it's a lot of what is Virginia to offer this family,
right?
Rather than like what this family like also has to offer to them. At least with Dan and Taylor, both sets of parents were like, we got you. We got a lot of experience, and this is what we're going to give you. I don't think that black daddy said a thing.
Not a single thing. Girl, I'm glad you caught it, because I caught it too. I was like, okay.
So this mama running everything.
Running everything. The pet pig. And like, and also like talking about like if they're traditional people or if they're 50-50, like all those things. I'm just like, I just feel like they seem like a lovely family, but I feel like they are way more traditional. And that's why Brittany, she dodged a bullet, because this was not the family you wanted to be tied to. Like, this was not gonna, it was not gonna bring you any joy or any peace. And she was older than Virginia, or around the same age, so like, you know, I'm glad that she freed herself from them, because they're not, Kalani will take care of it this is, you don't need to be here.
Yes, for sure. Yeah, I don't think we're left with any questions about them, so we'll just see what they're up to in the next set. Are we rooting for anyone to get married?
I mean,
at this point,
I am rooting for Joey and Monica to get married. I think they're cute, and I am also, I really do see it for Daniel and Taylor. I think they're really cute together. I really wish I could root for like Devin and Virginia. I just feel like Devin is not ready for a woman like Virginia. I think she's just too smart, too successful, too confident, and he is still has a lot of growing to do. Like, and I think that as you get older, what you are willing to, like, compromise on changes. Like, to me, it's like, if you're coming into this relationship with no debt, and he's coming in it with two sets of debt, it's not that that's a deal breaker, but, like, do I want to get married to somebody who doesn't have that under control before I meld my finances with them? Mm-hmm. And then are they going to be offended if I'm like, okay, you have that, but that's got to be primarily your responsibility, and we'll adjust things accordingly.
She already offered up to pay for it.
Virginia, close
your mouth. Because, like, even the picture that she painted for Devin, that he tells his family, she said that she can picture herself working the concession stand, pregnant, having already another baby on the hip while he's coaching. And I'm like, you know how much work, physical labor, that picture is? And he's like, yeah, I can have that.
Like, that's like, cute. That's cute. But I also, like, I don't know. I know that Devin knows Virginia is beautiful, but I'm just like, do you celebrate her enough?
No.
Not enough for me.
Not enough for me, because even when they were walking down the beach, I had that. When they were walking down the beach in Honduras, and Devin was like, this is so easy. Like, being with you is just so easy. I can talk to you about everything. He says that he feels like she'll be with him no matter what. And I was like, but what about you? Like, you're not even... Yeah. Declaring, I'm not going anywhere. It's a lot of taking. It feels like Devin's ready to take until Virginia cannot give no more. And that's scary.
It scares me. And I just feel like, I also hate, like, that again, like, on this show, we have so many women who are, like, a year or so older, or, like, a couple years older than these guys. And it just speaks to the way that, like, the way that we're pushed into wanting to be married at that point in our lives, especially for heterosexual. And I'm just like, and these men are still, for the most part, kind of wishy-washy on how ready they are, because they're just not ready to be serious. And that's not about, like, saying, oh, we want to get married, but, like, serious conversation. You can't answer my questions in a really, like, condoning way. That's why I'm rooting for Joey and Monica, because while there are still issues there that they need to deal with, at least Joey is emphatically able to emotionally communicate. He's not leaving her in some weird situation.
Absolutely. If anything, Joey's teaching Monica things in this partnership. It still feels, I guess, pretty equal, but, like, we're not hearing finances from them. And, like, the producers do like to single out specific couples to talk about such things with. So they probably saw Devin and Virginia as easy pickings.
Yeah.
She says she wants to be a millionaire. He has medical debt. And it's like trying to start.
And they're like, it writes itself.
And has, like, yeah, he has, like, dreams of a business. So it's like partially that. But just from what we gather of Monica and Joey, they seem like pretty much full steam ahead if it wasn't for that meddling sister.
Right, yeah, exactly. The evil Nicole, the dark Nicole.
Which even then, it's like, okay, worst case scenario, I don't want to believe that they'll break up. If anything, it'll just be like a no at the altar, and they date and they can figure it out. And then at the reunion, maybe they'll be like, we're going to get married after my sister gets married
and she's engaged. Yeah.
At the end of every recap, we have a beautiful black moment and a chaotic bi moment. Okay. which one should we go for first?
Oh my god. Let's do the chaotic bi moment.
Okay. I think I'm going to pick, I don't know. Cause no, we don't have anyone that we know of that's bisexual, but we have our lesbians.
That's true.
And I'm going to give the lesbians trying to talk some sense into this man. I'm going to give them as the chaotic bi, because I think, first of all, they made him sweat.
Yeah.
we could have just sat over.
They're like, he's going to work for it. Yeah.
They're like, nah, you're promoting our workout class. Mm-hmm. So you're going to do this.
You're marketing.
Look terrible on screen. You're going to sit down and talk to us. And even though you're very stubborn, we're going to give you these dirty looks, reassure our girl, and send you on our way. So I think that's probably the chaotic vibe of this episode.
Right. I think for me, it's going to be Ben's queer female friend who was just like coming out to just be like, just so you know, I also have a girlfriend. And then like them cheering their cups. I was just like, girl, but you don't.
I can't believe I missed that, and I watched it twice.
Yeah, it was hilarious because she was cheering it so happily. Like, but girl, you not a boxer. Like, what are you doing here? Like, get out of here.
Where's your girlfriend?
She has made her sister's queerness her personality so hard. My other bisexual friend, who I made watch this show, my friend Sydney, mm-hmm. I was like, she's working on a cosplay. I'm like, you want to watch this new season of Love is Blind? The act, because she's also from Wisconsin, so I'm like, you'll appreciate the accents. And she's watching it just to be like, these guys are the worst. And I'm like,
yeah, they are. They absolutely are. Yeah, that's a good one. Now our beautiful black moment of the episodes. Do we have one?
I mean, it was beautiful to watch Virginia, like, dip her hair back elegantly and then bring it back in and then go get them lips. I was like, Virginia, I'm on a plane, girl. Doing the most. And, like, and honestly, you know, they're both cute, but her body tea. So I was just like, you know, it's just beautiful to see you, Virginia. Virginia, thank you for bringing the black beauty on this channel.
Absolutely. Thank you so much hard work.
Pastels every day. She's like, I love a spring tone.
She does. I'm going to try and pick something else, but I do want to say, like, kudos. Yes. Yes to that. I mean, they had the whole, like, massage thing going.
That was cute, yeah.
That was cute. So, black people relaxing on Honduras. Hey, he didn't bring up another girly pop on that trip. Like, that was wild.
I know.
Oh, my gosh. But we'll be back to talk about the next drop. And then we have a reunion, which was announced. So,
yep.
That's not shocking to me, but I hope. They have to go in on Dave, right?
They have to jump him. They have to collect. Like, Vanessa Lachey, you need to jump him. Like, that'd be hilarious.
Please. And then, I don't know if they'll actually touch much on the Ben thing. Like, they've included social media stuff before.
Right.
And played it. But I just don't know if they want to include the TikToks. It's
messy for them. Yeah, it's kind of messy for them. It depends on how Ben and her end up. Because these are all local people.
Yeah.
She could ring hello. So yeah. I guess it really depends on how that all comes together.
Yeah.
So we shall see.
Did you see the one TikTok of that guy talking about how small Minneapolis is and that he was actually Sarah's
prom
date? Yes, he
went to prom date. Yes, I did see that. I did see that. And Molly's his cousin.
Yes.
That's great. That's
it. I was like, this is wild. He's like, you know how hard casting would be? I'm already out of the running several times.
Right. It's
like, that is wild. And it is wild that Dave knows this guy. I mean, for men, they're already so territorial when it comes to, like, women that they want any business with. Of course, this happens every season.
Right.
Anytime a guy is not into a woman, straight girls love the accusation of, like, then you need to find a man. Like, obviously, you're not into women, and it's like, straight women, watch Love is Blind without being homophobic challenged. Like,
right.
These men just hate y'all.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of them, please remember, Mason flat out told a woman he was interested in the pods, you are the voice inside my head. That's what a lot of y'all are.
Yeah. Well, that, also, like, men really do believe in homies over hoes. Like,
yeah,
truly. And I think that's the thing, because, like, women center men in their lives so much that the idea of putting their friends first, they're like, oh, no, that would make me a lesbian. And it's like, no.
You don't need a gay boogeyman to call out these men.
These dudes, absolutely.
Dave is absolutely straight. He just doesn't want his woman tainted
by
a man he knows. It's the most patriarchal straight thing that you guys are so trying to make gay.
Right.
And it's like,
literally,
break
it, like, it's like fellas, is it gay to kiss your girlfriend? You know, like, it's like, guys, come on. Let's grow up here. This is why we can never have bisexual men on these shows, because they'll get eaten alive by these homophobic straight women. It's just like, get out of here.
I mean, the nerve. We don't have queer dating shows, and you have the straightest, most popular show, and you still going out of your way to try and bring up the gays.
Exactly.
Anyways, that's all for now until we come back for the next episode. Drop Princess, where can people follow you, subscribe, and all that?
I am on YouTube as Princess Weeks. I am on Blue Sky as Princess with one S, M Weeks. And then I'm also on Instagram as Princess Weeks. And I am trying to do more stuff on TikTok, but who knows how long that's going to last. So we'll skip that for now. They can find me on your show, which is more important, the Black Bi Reality Podcast.
I am your host, Nicole Weaver, guys. You can please subscribe to Black Bi Reality. We are getting a lot of new followers, so I'm very appreciative of that. You guys are very generous with the likes, which I love, and seeing your guys' comments. Also share with a friend if you enjoyed this. We are going to have, I think, one more drop recap of The Traitors, so we'll see. We'll see who gonna win that. It's getting heated. And then Survivor starting this week. I'm actually starting a new day job, guys, so I am not promising weekly recaps right now. Thank you. I want to see what the schedule's like first. But I will eventually do something. Talk to one of the cast, some castaway from a previous season probably, about some of it. And that's about it, guys.
Amazing.
I hope you stay visible and feel visible today. Bye. Yeah.